This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Welcome, 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 welcome back to 8 at 8. We are here as usual, never at 8, but always there for 8 minutes. I recently have been doing really long classes or I shouldn't call this classes. I've been talking a lot, and I think we need to reduce this. So I'm going to try to end this in 8 minutes, inshallah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair, Amir, for being here. Barakallahu feekum, wa alaikum assalam, wa rahmatullah. Now, we begin. So we've been talking about these conversations. If you have not seen them, you can go to YouTube. There's the last two sessions that I did. They're both talking about how do we understand Sirah. And we talked about Shama'il yesterday. We talked about Dala'il. Fada'il yesterday. And we're going to talk about Dala'il. We're going to talk about evidentiary grounds, which proves to us without a shadow of doubt that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the science of dala'il, it basically, nutshell, how do we prove to myself, how do I prove as an individual, how do I prove to myself that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a true prophet? And also those dala'il were there for the people of Makkah and Medina at that time and the people who got to witness Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what were the evidentiary grounds or what were some unique things, what was a dalil, what was an evidence for the people to know that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this science particularly goes into hadith and extrapolates every single thing, every single evidence that can prove without the shadow of doubt that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An example of this I give you is the hadith in Bukhari where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was praying. Right, he got up on the minbar and he was praying. And when he got up on the minbar at that point, he was like, he got up on the minbar, led the salah. He was about to lead the salah, and he told the sahaba, "Stawn wastaqimu," that straighten your rows and make sure you guys are standing like properly. Obviously, the sahaba, they were like, very interesting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not even turned around. How does he even know this, right? So at that point, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said his hadith. This is in Bukhari, where Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, by the way, this is in Bukhari. If anybody wants to look this up, they can look it up and post it if somebody wants to. But the hadith goes something like, you know, the translation of the hadith is that I'm able to see you from my back. Like I'm able to see you from my back. Where this hadith is Anas radiallahu anhu, I believe he mentioned this. And he says that, how does the hadith go? I'm just trying to remember the Arabic part. It says, "Inni la arakum." Indeed, I definitely see you. "Inni la arakum min wara'i," from my back. "Kama arakum," the way I'm able to see you. And another narration, it says, "Kama arakum min amami." I'm able to see from the back the way I can see from the front. Now, this particular thing is a mu'jiza. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's numerous evidences about this particular thing, that he had the ability to be able to see from the back. Now, a lot of people are like, "Tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. What are you trying to do with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? This is not right." That's why I brought this hadith, because this hadith specifically is in Bukhari, and there are multiple narrations about this, so nobody can argue. Now, those people that come and they say, no, brothers, take it easy, bro, take it easy. This is not talking about Rasulullah being able to see. That's not possible. And to those people, you tell them, go smack yourself. Because, right, who are you to decide what is possible or not possible, right? And that's why we do those classes in Aqeedah in the morning, right? We talk about possibilities on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and impossibilities. And yesterday's class in Aqeedah, those of you that join me on Instagram every morning, we talk about that, right? What is possible? Jaiz, it is possible for Allah to make you blind, and it is possible for Allah to give you an eyesight that you can see through the walls. That is possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Possibilities, impossibilities do not define the evidences we have that prove to us that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the true messenger. another example of something similar, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a camel came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the camel was really like, he came down wahanna ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He came and he started, like, you know, crying and comforting himself with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the camel complained. So then he, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asked, where is the master? Where is the owner of this camel? He said, ya Rasulullah, I am the owner. He said, this camel has complained to me that you are not taking care of him. So go back and feed him and take care of the camel. Another hadith where Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam talks about this, that there was the tree, the trunk, the tree, the what do they call it? The shajara. It was like a dead tree. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to lean on it and do the khutbas from it. That particular tree was, you know, a woman came and he said, ya Rasulullah, innabni najjar. My son is a najjar. My son is, najjar basically is a carpenter. Yeah, that's the hadith. Jazakallah khair hala for looking it up. That is the hadith, Raf Anas radiallahu anhu, right? Which is Prophet said, make your row straight so I can see you behind my back. Prophet was able to see you behind my back. Coming back to the tree. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this woman comes to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, innabni ya Rasulullah, innabni najjar. My son is a carpenter. In shi'ta sana'a laka minbaran. أو إن شئت أمرته أن يصنع لك منبر. That if you wish, I will command him and he will make a minbar for you. He will make a pulpit for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فأمريه إن شئت. If you want, go ahead and give her the command. Give him the command if you wish. So the minbar comes, the pulpit comes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam orders that tree to be cut. And that tree, the sahabas, they said, we could hear the sounds of a baby that is crying from that tree. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comforted the tree, and then it was they actually digged up a grave and they buried the grave, the tree where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give his minbar. Now imagine, even the jamadat, even the non-living things, they missed the touch of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what about you and I? What about us? Allah has deprived us from seeing Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has deprived us from being from the companions of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has not given us that opportunity to be from those who can be in the company, in the radiating company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So is there any good news for us? Yes, there is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I wish I can see my friends. And then Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahabas, they said, alasna ashabak, are we not your friends? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, you are my companions, you are not my friends. My friends are those who are going to come after I die, and they are going to believe in me. We are left with the friendship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the most important thing for you and I that we need to remember is that the more we know about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more this love is going to grow in us. And the more this love grows in us, the more easier it is going to be to follow our messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I truly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives you, me, and every single one of us who is desperately looking for some hope, that he gives us this hope by loving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this blessed day of Jum'ah, by sending tons and tons of salutations and salawat on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and by elevating and radiating our lives with the remembrance of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ihya, you know, we do ihya of that. We remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our sakanat, when we're sitting down, in our harakat, when we're going out, when we're coming in, so that on the day of judgment, we can be from the ones that are given the permission to drink from the special pond of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I hope that we will see you all tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We have one more science left, which is khasa'is of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will discuss that. Does this mean that the tree and other materials can feel things now too? Every single thing, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, isn't that, there's a verse in the Quran about that. مَا مِن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't quote me on this ayah, but it's like, isn't there an ayah that says, there isn't anything in this world except that it does tasbih of Allah, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, you do not know their tasbih. Having said that, feel this was a mu'jiza of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that jamadat, non-living things, do not have feelings. But when it comes to the mu'jiza, when it comes to the evidentiary grounds, it is one of the evidences that even things that were non-living, even things that did not have any feelings, felt the touch of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, felt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when they were being distant, that when there was a distance being created like the tree and Rasulullah, and he will no longer be, you know, leaning on the tree felt that he's going to be missing Sayyidul Khalq, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I hope that it helps, inshallah. Wa in min shay'in illa yusabbihu bihamdihi. Jazakallah khair, Muhammad, for this, Mahmoud, for this, right? There is not a thing, like, think about this, there is not a thing. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. What is شَيْء? شَيْء is something that has a beginning. I.e. if that particular thing had a beginning, that thing is called شَيْء. That there is not a thing that exists in this universe. Right? يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. It praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Now, does it have feeling, not feelings? Is this sentient, not sentient? All of the scientific arguments, that still stands. But the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that the non-sentient things, the things that do not have feelings, felt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's just one evidence. There are numerous evidences we can like keep on mentioning about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the authentic one and only last of his kind messenger. Jazakumullahu khair. Again, I never end at 8. I don't know why. Subhanallah. And by the way, this is the ayah that we talked about. For those who, I don't know, I just have to do this. Here we go. Whatever. Sure. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.